please get to us. WMFO in Medford. Okay, go away now. Oops. Let's see here. Marvin Neil Simon, born 1927. Passed away just recently, August 26, 2018. American playwright, screenwriter, and author. He wrote more than 30 plays and nearly the same number of movie screenplays, mostly adaptations of his plays. He received more combined Oscar and Tony nominations than any other writer. This page goes on along, but just to give you an idea of what he'd done. He was credited as contributing writer to at least 49 plays on Broadway, a bunch of screenplays, some television stuff, all the way back to Caesar's Hour, 1954, Phil Silver's show, 1958, movies made for TV, and a bunch of stuff. Sadly, he did have Alzheimer's disease. He was 91. The cause of death was complications from pneumonia. Died around 1 a.m. Sunday, August 26th. One of my closing songs that I play on Strike the Box is from his movie, The Odd Couple. And I figured I'd just play the main title, Neil Simon. Vaughn L. Beals Jr., born 1928, passed away August 19, 2018. He was an American businessman, and he was CEO of Harley-Davidson between 1981 and 1989, and chairman between 81 and 96. He was inducted in the Motorcycle Hall of Fame in 2008. 1981, Beals and 12 other investors, including William G. Davidson, initiated a management buyout. Harley was bought from AMF for $65 million. During his leadership of Harley, he initiated the use of just-in-time delivery and other manufacturing reforms after seeing these practices in use at the Honda Marysville Motorcycle Plant in Ohio. He also directed creation of Harley Owners Group in 1983. Today, it's the world's largest factory-sponsored motorcycle club. 2004, Beals and his wife Eleanor Woods, Beals, an alum, established the Woods Beals Endowed Chair at Buffalo State College. It was the institution's first endowed chair. He was 90 years old, passed away at Gig Harbor, Washington, United States. And I have to make sure that the buttons are pressed right. It's 1:08 a.m. on the East Coast, 12:08 on Central Time. Does that mean I have to keep doing this stuff?
Are you bored with your present job? Would you like to meet new people and lots of them? Well, now you can get the big bucks without getting a big break if you enroll now at...
Hello, Revere Academy of Receptionists. Rosie speaking.
Yes, the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
There, you and a lot of other girls you'll probably hate, especially if Angela Gagliardi is still there, will train to be a very high-class executive administrative assistant. Oh, like a gal Friday, right?
At the Revere Academy of Receptionists, you'll learn the most important receptionist techniques on the North Shore.
Like how to get great nails, how to get big hair, right? And how to get all the best gossip on Boston's most eligible bachelors and what companies they work for, because, I mean, we all want to work, but not forever, right?
You'll learn proper phone etiquette.
I mean, he says I don't have a brain, but, well, I got a brain, okay? Good afternoon, overhead door.
You'll even learn how to answer multiple phone lines in one office location.
Hello, Mr. Blasio's private line. Can I... Oh, shit. I mean, Revere Concrete. Rosie speaking.
And how to become an important cog in the wheels of a modern office environment.
Hello, Mr. Breisacker is still on a conference call. He's still in a meeting. When will he be through? Well, how many quarters do you got left anyway?
All this could be yours with just one phone call to 1-800-REVERE.
Right. If you want to sit around all day, talk on the phone, and get paid for it, well, what are you waiting for, right? Enroll today at the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Here's that number again.
What number? Oh, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, my pen doesn't work, right? So, like, could you call me back in 5 minutes? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Here's that number again. 1-800-REVERE. The Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Right.
Man left with your old left hand, follow through with the right and left grand. Meet your honey with a great big smile, promenade Indian style.
Promenade across the floor, sashay right on out the door and into the glade, and everybody promenade. Step right up, you're doing fine. I'll pull your bed, you pull mine. Hit it again, look at it before. Break it up with a go war. Fish for the trout, dive right in and flash about trout. One more splash and come right out. Shake like a hound dog, shake again. Wallow around in the old pig pen. Wallow some more, you'll know how. Roll around like an old fat sow. Element left with your left hand. Follow through with the right and left grand. Now leave your partner the dirty old thing. Follow through with an elbow swing. Grab a fence post, hold it tight. Womp your partner with all your might. Hit him in the shin, hit him in the head. Hit him again, the critter ain't dead. Whop him low and whop him high. Stick your finger in his eye. Put a little ring, put a little sound. Bang your head against the ground. Promenade all around the room. Promenade like a bride and groom. Open up the door and step right in. Close the door and into a spin. Whirl, whirl, twist and twirl. Jump all around like a flying squirrel. Now don't you cuss and don't you swear. Just come right out and form a square. Now right hand over left hand under. Both join hands and run like thunder. Over the hill and over the dale. Duck your head and lift your tail. Don't you stray and don't you roam. Turn around and promenade home. Corn in the crib and wheat in the sack. Turn your partner, promenade back. And now you're home. Bow to your partner. Bow to the gent across the hall. And that is all.
We were speaking of belief.
Good morning. Today's musical selections will be rendered by Achi Takamura's Hiroshima Bobcats.
Who told you that?
I always wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant larch, the redwood, the mighty Scotch pine. With my best girl by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory.
And jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
He's a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
What's that girl?
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. Yes, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
Out west in Gopher Gulch lived Indian tribe.
Then come
the pioneers, push them aside.
All Indians leave but two, they vow to fight.
What can two Indians do?
Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go. Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go.
Here comes the colonel with his sergeant, both are a-roaring and a-charging.
Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go.
Two little Indians, no others near.
Colonel, he vows these two soon disappear. Fighting the army blue, soldiers galore.
What can two Indians do?
Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go. Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go.
Here comes the colonel with his sergeant. Both are a-roaring and a-charging.
Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go. Go, 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 first watch them go, go, go.
Oh, this is like the politically incorrect time right now.
People, let's settle down now. Tonight, we've called a special meeting of the Foxborough Selectmen to discuss the application for a license to hold a rock concert at Sullivan Stadium. All right, now the performer in question is a Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Settle down now. Quiet. We have to have order here. Mr. Bruce Springsteen of Freehold, New Jersey. The person applying for the license is a Mr. John Law, who is here before the selectmen tonight to answer some of our questions. As you can see, Mr. Law is an adult white male, so I think it's safe to say we're off to a good start. Settle down now. Settle down. Quiet. We must have order here. Now, Mr. Law, the most compelling question we have for you is, does Mr. Springsteen wear glitter suits?
Sir, it's pronounced Springsteen, and no, he doesn't.
Mr. Law, is Mr. Springsteen in the habit of performing songs about people rising from the dead?
Sir, it's Springsteen, and no, not that I know of. No.
Is Mr. Springsteen white?
Again, that's Springsteen, and he's white.
Are his fans mostly Irish?
Yeah.
Then we have to worry about whether be drunk or carrying explosives.
No, I'm sure that won't be a problem. Gentlemen, let me explain this. Bruce has fans of every race, creed, and color.
Slow down. Hold it down over there. Race, huh? So there will be some Negroes here.
Well, yes, there'll be some blacks here, but Bruce has fans that are white.
Oh, good.
It seems like a lot of these rock musicians have got strange nicknames, like Stanger or Sting or something, always something. Rod the Mod, Bono Box. Does Mr. Springsteen have some weird nickname?
Yeah, they call him the Boss.
What?
The Boss.
What?
The Boss, the Boss.
The Boss? Okay, settle down. That's enough. The board has reached a decision. I'm sorry, Mr. Law, but we are not going to approve this application. We are turning Mr. Springsteen down. Because, after all, we turned down Michael Jackson, and we wouldn't want to get him upset or his kind. We have to have equity. So, Mr. Law, we the selectmen represent the judicial authority in this town, and there simply isn't room for two bosses here. The Boss. We'll decide what's best for God's good people of Foxborough. Only in the USA can this simple sample of democratic process be rightfully put forth, and the wise selectman that you people have elected, Boss. What has he done for his country? What has he done politically lately? Meeting adjourned. Come on, let's go have a drink.
Anybody have any pizzas out there?
I'll take mine with mushrooms.
I'll take mine with cheese.
Make mine with anchovies.
Drive faster, please.
A pizza pie for you and I will drive and you will buy. We'll order king-size sausage and cheese. Come on, honey, drive faster, please. A pizza, pizza, pizza pie.
Drive.
am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
This Sunday at 8 o'clock on KTV, a very heartwarming hour-long special, A Weekend with the Kennedys.
Hi, I'm Uncle Ted. I invite you and your family to spend a traditional, old-fashioned Kennedy holiday with me and my loved ones in glamorous Palm Beach, Florida.
Join us behind the scenes with America's favorite family. You'll get to see Uncle Ted and the boys meet new friends at the festive local nightclubs.
Let's go scope some swag pigs.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yo, baby. How'd you like to play some full-contact nude volleyball back at the compound?
Get lost, you creep.
Ouch.
Yeah.
You'll get to hear Uncle Ted tell his classic old holiday stories.
So there we were in Rio, 6 friggin' miles of the beach, packed with the tits and ass.
Wow!
See Uncle Ted show off the luxurious Palm Beach mansion.
Here's the bar. Here's another bar. This room's a bar. Here's my nephew William's room. Oops.
Hey, it's my turn. Daddy, tell Billy it's my turn to play hide the Easter Bunny.
William?
Don't worry, Uncle Ted. I told him my last name was Smith.
So please join us for this rare treat. Get me another triple scotch.
Also watch for a Kennedy 4th of July, when Uncle Ted teaches the boys how to swim.
First you get out of the car and float to the top.
That's A Weekend with the Kennedys, this Sunday only on KTV.
The time has come for us to say sayonara. My heart will always be yours for eternity. I knew sometime we'd have to say sayonara. So promise that you'll be returning someday to me. Until the day that I die, I'll see your face in the moon and stars in the sky. So hold me close before you say sayonara. I promise that you'll be returning someday. Someday to me, someday to me. Sayonara.
That means I gotta pick up my stuff and get on out of here. I want to thank everybody who kept tuning in. Kristen, have a good night if you haven't turned off your radio yet. Joe, Paul, Fred, Belinda, Bill. If I'm forgetting anybody else, I apologize. Rumpa bumper stomper do. Hope you didn't mind the politically incorrect section there. As I said earlier, I had some old tapes from WBCN. Figured I'd play them. I'll eventually clean the playlist up so that you can see what I played. I want to thank everybody for enjoying what I've been playing. As I said, I did three shows with Belinda, and she's supposed to be back here next week. Let's hope. I want to thank Belinda for trusting me to fill in her shoes. And they're big shoes. Did you know that? She got big feet. Anyways. Everybody, I had a great time. That's why I've been staying late. I've been enjoying it. I hope you enjoyed it. Get some rest. It's Sunday morning. Stay safe out there. I think I have one more Monty Python track to go. But then that's it for me. I gotta go home and go to bed. You can check out my show, Strike the Box, Thursdays, noon to 2 p.m. every other Thursday. Work sometimes gets in the way. Play a lot of garage, a lot of 60s, 80s, punk, new wave, 50s, 40s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, smorgasbord. It's all freeform radio the way radio should be. But thanks for everybody tuning in, posting. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope I have done Bubbles in the Think Tank well. I hope you've all enjoyed my show, or my fill-in here. Not my show, but my fill-in for a Belinda show. Take care, everybody. Stay safe, and have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, at some point. I'd love to fill in for Belinda again at some point. We'll see how it goes, but let's hope that Belinda gets back next week. Yeah! All right, let me get to this one last buttons. I got buttons here again. One more thing here. You know what happens when you're out in a lifeboat for a long time? How long is it?
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
That's a rather personal question, sir.
You stupid git. I meant how long has it been in the lifeboat? You've destroyed the atmosphere now.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. Start again.
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days.
33 days. We can't go on much longer.
I didn't think I destroyed the atmosphere.
Shut up.
I don't think I did.
Of course you did.
Did you?
Yes, I think. Shut up, shut up!
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
Have we started again?
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
33 days?
We can't go on much longer, sir. We haven't eaten since the fifth day.
We're done for. We're done for.
Shut up, Maudling. We've just got to keep hoping. Someone may find us.
How are you feeling, Captain?
Not too good. I feel so weak.
We can't hold out much longer.
Listen, chaps, there's still a chance. I'm done for. I've got a gammy leg and I'm going fast. I'll never get through, but some of you might. So, you'd better eat me.
Eat you, sir?
Yes, eat me.
With a gammy leg?
You didn't eat the leg, Thompson. There's still plenty of good meat. Look at that arm.
It's not just the leg, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, it's just that...
Why don't you want to eat me?
I'd rather eat Johnson, sir.
So would I, sir.
I see. Settle then. Everyone's going to eat me.
Oh, well...
What, sir?
Go ahead, please, but I won't...
Oh, nonsense, sir. You're starving. Duck in.
No, it's not that.
What's the matter with Johnson, sir?
Well, he's not kosher.
That depends how we kill him, sir.
Yes, that's true. But to be perfectly frank, I like my meat a little more lean. I'd rather eat Hodges.
Oh, well, all right.
I still prefer Johnson.
And we should all stop bickering and eat me.
Look, I tell you what. Those who want to can eat Johnson, and you, sir, can have my leg, and we'll make some stock from the captain, and then we'll have Johnson cold for supper.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
Excellent thinking.
Or else we could have Hodges in the morning.
The bowels. We could have some Johnson kegger in it.
chap who now suffer the largest casualties in this area. And what do you think the Argyles ate in Aden? Arabs? Yours, etc., Captain B.J. Smithick. In a white wine sauce with shallots, mushrooms, and garlic.
I got no time. ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
In your eyes. shadow that's casting across the divide you decide. You should ask her to step out into the light. I can sense the motion. She can't feel my toes. I can't keep the door shut.
Somewhere, I know there's someone.